you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east, if it ain't that time. Perhaps thou art listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. We've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting app. However you're sucking us in, we appreciate the suckage.
Oh, yes.
We're going to be here.
Thank you.
No, really, we do.
I do, really.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, do some catching up to do.
Nine!
We missed yesterday's show, but we are back today.
Yes.
And go buy shit through our Amazon portal, and we will miss less of yesterday's shows.
Or if we make enough, we'll miss more. No, I'm kidding.
That's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Oh, no, I get it.
We have AI guys do our parts.
We could have robots do it.
Yeah, Kate,
get right on that. I just listened to a book from Audible.
A robot.
One of the major characters was an AI.
C-3PO.
And go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Yes,
you can do a free trial, I think, and you get a book or two. And then,
oh shit!
If you cancel, nobody cares. If you do, I mean, we're all sad,
right?
Because I.
Yes.
I joined. I like it. I get to listen to books. I just finished
That's
Origins
great.
By Dan Brown.
Imagine if you can't read.
Well, right.
It's great.
And you get to have somebody, or, you know, your parents didn't read to you or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Between beatings.
Ooh. Yes. Mother.
For the Republicans.
They love it.
For the Republican children out there. For the
get out the rubber hose.
For the evangelicals, especially.
Pervs.
Spare the rod, spoil the child.
Well, I got an idea for that rod. Don't spare it quite yet.
Spare my rod.
Yes.
My name is Patrick Vile, by
my
the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, FYI. And by the way, welcome home, Melanie.
Welcome home, Melanie.
She's back from the hospital, man. Good for her.
Yeah. I saw a story, but what Ryan is referencing is some point over the weekend when Melania got out of hospital.
Oh, what an idiot.
What is still an oddly, by most accounts, amount of time.
She didn't want to come back.
For any kind of minor procedure that had been described. She was like, fuck
yes.
It. I'm away from asshole for a while.
I love, you know what I'd rather do than talk to my husband? Put me on a table
be
and
on a
cut
morphine
on me.
Drip, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that.
And, like, she's not on any other time.
She's on a drip, believe me.
Where is my Xanax pump?
She's on the biggest drip you've ever seen. Fabulous. Huge.
But I've gotten derailed on my point with Melania. So he tweeted, "Welcome back, Melanie." Melanie, not Melania. Melanie.
Oh, that's great.
So
I love it.
I don't know. You know what is the cover story on that one? That you know I call her.
Spelled it wrong.
It's my pet name for her. Only I call her Melanie. Remember that guy whose initials he changed in that speech?
Oh fuck yes.
I think it was the fucking State of the Union. So it's archived for all eternity in our history that he was like, and CJ, no, he goes, and DJ
died.
Something or other, or CJ. You might not know it. Some people call him DJ, but call him CJ. That's exactly what he did.
It's an amazing clip. I mean, the fucking guy.
He changed his name.
See, that is who Donald Trump is. He can't. Right. He can't. Listen, I fuck up all the time. You just say, oh, I fucked up. I meant CJ or DJ or whatever the fuck. No, any normal person knows you fucked up, dickhead.
Especially if you're out reading tons of copy off a prompter and speaking. No one's going to expect you to be word perfect.
Yeah.
Especially you, Donald.
Yeah, no one expects
Holy you to be, fucking shit.
All you're perfect about is racism. You fuck. Melanie. Oh, you got your wife's name wrong. I know it's a typo, but again, I mean, see, that also, there's also something else there where the guy, he doesn't think. And he gets so wound up. He doesn't take the time to think clearly, and he acts. And he's got you know, access to all the nukes. It's lovely. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I was hearing a weird buzz or a hum.
I thought you were about to play a clip.
Oh, I am, but I'm also hearing a weird hum or a buzz or something.
I don't hear no buzz.
Here we go.
Kate.
This,
fix that buzz.
Maybe Donald Trump was an ICE agent.
The time the president mentioned me in the State of the Union, he really fucked up my name. Weird way.
Trump claimed he was told it was fine to say the name wrong. He goes Donald. By DJ and CJ.
No, he doesn't.
So we'll
Americans are dreamers too.
Americans are dreamers too. Blah blah blah. Mike Pence is dreaming of a white Christian America.
Ooh, bring me that rod.
With no homosexuals, not at least out in the open.
Yeah.
But a lot of anti-gay therapy where
meet me at the truck stop.
He'll personally help suck the gay out of.
I'm going to suck it out of you. A lot of people carry their gay in their ball sack.
You know, this hurts me more than it does you, but.
I'm going to milk your gay away.
We're going to desensitize you to the homosexuality.
I'm going to make it so you don't even notice that I'm blowing you.
And Paul Ryan is right behind him, too.
Ooh, yes.
And we know what Paul Ryan's dreaming of.
Ooh, yes. The best speaker of the house. Worst speaker of the house.
Old ladies scooping cat food out to eat.
I want people to be poor as fuck.
And we're standing for that one. Where's CJ DJ? Melania
here tonight is one leader.
That's it. I bet this is it.
Melania didn't stand for that one.
Leader. In the effort to defend our country, Homeland Security Investigation Special Agent Celestino Martinez.
Celestino begins with a C.
But
Celestino.
Is that wrong?
And they call him DJ.
Oh, is that where it's going?
Yeah.
Why would it be DJ Donald?
No, Martinez. He goes by DJ. And CJ.
There you go.
Melanie.
He struggled through the D. Like, in halfway
and
through
CJ,
the D.
He said, Cole.
Halfway through the D, he realized that he had fucked
DJ.
Up.
DJ. And CJ. He said, call me either one. So we'll call you CJ. Sir, 15 years.
God, you dickhead.
Paul Ryan's eyes widened just a little bit, like, oh my fucking God. Did he just do that? And Mike Pence is just nodding like one of those little dogs in the back of a car with the head that bobs. Oh yes, oh yes, Donald. Oh yes.
Mike Pence's subtext is always, "I'd rather be pegged right now." Yeah. Someone pegged me.
I can't wait to peg the country.
Yeah, I want the country to peg me.
I just sit here and smile. Peggy. He's gonna fuck up, and I'll be president.
Right. I want to
be. Then I'll stop all the baby killing.
Can I bottom for you?
We were just talking about CJ the Donald. I don't even know how he ended up there.
DJ.
Oh, Melania, he fucked up. So then I saw a story, could have been this morning, about how the White House is like, oh, you know, if there, this, he's okay with the staff fucking up on tweets, like misspelling stuff. Like, he doesn't tweet everything. God. He dictates them, and he's okay if they... So they're saying that they intentionally mimic his bad spelling because they, the people think it's that he's like a real dude then. Oh, look, the president.
Is that true?
The president is a fucking moron like me.
Is he that can't true?
Huh?
Is that true?
That's what I read this morning. So, of course, it's true. It's on the internet.
Oh, hey. Trumpalos and deplorables, you're all the same. I you know... I don't know. I just hate you. I'm trying to think of a way to show you kindness and compassion, but God, you suck. You really, there's nothing. Well, you're deplorable. There's nothing redeeming about you. I mean, maybe, no, I honestly can't think of anything. Maybe you won't vote. That would be great. If you want to endear yourself to me, don't vote. Sit home.
The Boston Globe. Reported that staff members impersonate Trump via Twitter and relish when Trump gets criticized for the unorthodox
or orthodontia
style of his tweets.
And
and that those staff members also believe that debates about the president's grammar reinforce the idea among his base that Trump has, quote, the common touch. Right in the pussy.
Oh, my God.
I'll touch you.
Yes.
Common.
Kate, can you get Wakanda on the phone and tell him to send Black Panther with a bunch of those cool fucking spaceships and bring all those spears and fuck everything up? We need saving. But we need saving by an outside force with super-duper science abilities and shit. That they're evolved. We
staff
need to be
members,
Wakanda.
Staff members consciously use poor grammar, but don't purposely misspell words.
Oh, okay.
In other words, some of Trump's staff go out of their way to sound like him, which requires speaking improperly.
God.
And those same staffers believe it makes the president more relatable.
I don't understand. Obama went on television and told us it's not good to not know stuff. You should want to know stuff. Do you remember when he said that? Do you remember? He said well, it's good to know things.
How sad is it that the president of the United States has to kind of reinforce that? Hey, knowing shit is probably a good idea.
Well, at least our president was saying that.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I'm
a box of dildo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We're fucked.
The next paragraph says, it's no shock to find that politicians have staff members who write their tweets. Lest we forget, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said that when his account liked a porn video on Twitter. saying it was the result of a screw up by a staffer.
Oh, God, I remember that. Hey, what the fuck happened to that Ted Cruz story?
Could not with a goat.
Hey, Perv, weren't you involved with the Hollywood Madam or something like that? The DC Madam?
There were rumors that his name might have been in a magic Rolodex somewhere that may have belonged to.
You know, he's endorsing
a hookerage.
He's endorsing some GOP lunatic by the name of Bunny Pounds. Did you see that? She's an evangelical teacher or some fucking garbage. Oh, yeah. Ted Cruz is endorsing her. So, like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's, yes. I don't.
Gosh, let me guess. She's for the right to choose.
Yay.
And for single-payer health care, just like Jesus would want.
Oh, yes.
And for taxing the rich and helping the poor, right? Just like
absolutely.
The Lord would.
If we lived in bizarro world. We do live in bizarro world.
Or if Christians actually followed what their dude allegedly said.
<That's
right. Yeah. laughs> let's see what's going on. Let's see which shit headline where. Let's go over to the... We're fair and balanced here at Crab Diving.
Fuck
We may mock, but we read the headlines from the Drudge Report and sometimes Breitbart. and the HuffPo.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, May 22nd, 2018.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrollGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrollGuard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions. Its soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
Except the awkward interaction when you take off your underwear and you're wearing a rubber glove over the lower half of your body.
Listen, I think...
With your cock and balls apparently hanging out, because remember... Oh, no, I think it covers the scrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Everything but the dick.
Everything, so... Your dick is hanging out of the
hole.
It's
bizarre.
And then you're supposed to put it right. Yeah, it's bizarre.
I will say that if you're going to wear the scrow guard, you really, I think for that person to understand it, I know this sounds weird, they need to see you put it on so you can kind of explain
this
it.
Be in
if
store,
it's just there.
In-store demonstrations, you're saying?
Out-of-work actors
getting some gigs?
I think you have to see that it's just something that you're putting on. See, it's in this package. It's normal. I'm putting it on right now. There's nothing weird. If you're wearing it all day, that's a different fucking ball game, I guess. Right. I don't know. Am I right? Tweet me at Crab Diving. Let us know. What do you think? Kate, do you wear a scrow guard?
When George sits down, why does it sound like two balloons rubbing together?
He's got a scrow guard on, Pat. By the way, it's the day before your birthday. Any thoughts?
Me? No.
I'm not talking to the...
No more than usual.
Okay. Any remarks?
I try to avoid thoughts.
No.
Especially after the show.
No, yeah. Fuck it.
It's Miller time. Yes. Well, much better than Miller. Scotch time.
It's Scotch time.
Over to the commie pinko liberal...
Hey,
Huff Post.
Ooh, wee.
The headline. Oh, I saw this one. Apparently, one of the thugs that work for Scott Pruitt.
Yes.
A thug in his own right.
Right.
Especially if you're like clean water and clean air. And
oh, yes.
Clean soil and. Et cetera, et cetera. And
fuck you, cuck.
The planet.
Yeah.
That roughed up a reporter, like shoved a reporter or something
one
like that.
One of his security guards?
Says EPA press crackdown, reporters barred, one shoved.
Is this the EPA?
A
this
reporter.
This is the fucking EP right, fucking A, right. Baby. Don't fuck with us.
A reporter was grabbed and shoved by a security guard at the EPA headquarters in Washington on Tuesday while trying to attend a meeting on water contaminants. Reporters from multiple organizations were barred from attending.
Is it true the commemorative coin for the EPA says, "Welcome to the EPA. Suck my dick."
Yeah. it was going to be the Pruitt coin, wasn't it? Didn't we find that out?
Yeah.
It was literally, he was going to take the logo off and put his face on like some Caesar.
Scott, who the fuck do you think you are? What normal person wants their name on a... Why do you need your name on a coin, dickhead? If I get one of these, man...
Go to Chuck E. Cheese, you can get that shit.
The only way... You know what?
They'll smash a penny.
Right.
Put your name on it.
If I was in charge of the EPA, I would say this. I would say, listen, we're going to do our jobs. We're going to fuck these corporations right in the ass, but we're going to do it under the radar. Do you know what I mean? Under the radar. I don't need bulletproof.
DL?
On the DL.
Your DL banging the banging the corporations?
Yes. Yeah,
rectally?
Man. I want to go after them and shit, but like, I don't know.
No,
you can't build a code of silence, a cone.
Yeah. The meeting took place after recently discovered emails from the agency showed that the White House and the EPA had hoped to block a federal study on water contamination.
Oh, my God.
After a Trump aide said it would cause a public relations nightmare.
Then it must be important.
So throw it away. Right.
Wait, what is it? Right. Do we know what it is?
The scandal led to this hearing today with Pruitt set to address what he now calls a national priority. Now, all of a sudden, oh, yeah, this water contamination. Yeah, we got to look at that. Now
what
that he got
it?
Caught.
Okay. Damn.
But reporters from AP, CNN, and the environmental news organization E&E were barred from the meeting. Oh, so just certain organizations.
So how can you do that? I guess you can do whatever you want. You got an army.
When an AP reporter attempted to pass through a security checkpoint inside the building, she was grabbed by the shoulders by a security guard and shoved out of the building.
This is not normal.
EPA spokesman Jahan Wilcox told the reporters that they had not been invited and there was no space for them.
Okay. Wow.
She was not provided, he told NBC News, or invited. We provided them with a live stream. Well, they had a live stream. It's not like it was totally behind closed doors. This is wrong.
Yeah.
But it's not like it was, you know, they tried to keep it secret.
Right.
The AP says it's particularly distressing. Any journalist trying to cover an event in the public interest would be forcibly removed.
Yeah. You can't. They laid their hands on someone and shoved them around.
They asked the spokesgoblin about it. Sarah Sanders sporting some new makeup.
Yes. What did she say? She was like, listen, fuck you.
That's basically it. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
How do you not know anything?
Senator Patrick Leahy from Vermont, during a Senate hearing earlier this month, said Pruitt's a laughing stock.
He is, man. He's got bulletproof upholstery on his goddamn car.
I think 14, someone said, scandals are currently being investigated
from the EPA.
From him.
Is he doing anything for the environment, like looking out for it?
Oh, yeah, completely pole fucking it.
We don't want to get pole fucked. Can we skip the pole fucking? Mike Pence is like, no.
Thursday.
It's every Thursday. Got to get my pole waxed.
He asked, Pruitt reportedly said he flies first or business class because of security concerns. Leahy mocked him during the Senate hearing. Isn't Leahy like 1,000 years old?
Yeah.
What a silly reason you had to fly first class, he said. Because of a danger to you, you had to fly first class. Nobody even knows who you are.
Right. Nobody knows you, right. Dickhead. And the thing is, Scott, people do kind of know who you are that follow the news because you're a tremendous ass fuck. You're a bag of garbage. You're famous for being a fuckhead.
People be like, wow, you look like Scott Pruitt. No, not me.
Oh, Scott Pruitt.
That's all you have to do.
Oh, yeah. The guy that built the soundproof egg that he
Not
gets
me.
To sit in when he makes secret corrupt phone calls to God.
So there you go. The fascist empire lurches forward.
It seems like there's so many headlines out of the EPA compared to other administrations. Who was in charge of Obama's EPA?
I have no fucking
what?
Clue.
How could you not know?
I have not a fucking clue.
They didn't do anything. They didn't do anything fucked up, you know?
Uh-oh. Headline over to the Drudge Report has a better headline than the HuffPo.
Yes.
Michael Cohen's business partner is flipping.
Ooh.
It says, all in red, Cohen's biz partner flips.
Oh, shit.
New York Times failing. Michael Cohen's business partner agrees to cooperate as part of a plea deal.
Oh, shit. His business partner was in trouble.
I think this has to do with the taxi. Remember, we're all trying to figure out what's with the taxi cab portion of the Michael Cohen business?
Okay.
Like, he listed his three clients.
Yes.
And his taxi cab business as his main businesses.
Hold on a second. Wait. The president's lawyer has...
And we all know the taxi business in New York is totally squeaky clean and free of any kind of mob connections or anything like that.
The president's lawyer has another job where he runs a cab company? Are you fucking with me?
I don't think he's dispatching. I don't think he's got to... Yeah, go, go pick someone up on 14th and 7th. But...
Do you remember Danny DeVito and Taxi? Right. Oh my God, that was so fucking funny. Go buy all the seasons of Taxi on Amazon. Amazon.com/crabdiving.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Fuck me. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
And Amazon. It's okay. They asked me and they said I could call them Amazon.com/crabdiving.
Oh, he hates Amazon.
Alien. A significant business partner of Michael D. Cohen, President Trump's personal lawyer
and taxi cab fucking dude,
has quietly agreed to cooperate with the government as a potential witness, a development that could be used as leverage to pressure Mr. Cohen to work with the special counsel examining Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
At what point can we stop this and say, oh my God, he's so corrupt? Someone take him out of office and save this country.
Most of us that aren't team treason on the Republican side have been saying that.
The Republicans are infected with shit.
Under the agreement, the partner, Evgeny A. Friedman, a Russian immigrant, who is known as the Taxi King.
Oh, okay. That sounds above board, doesn't it?
Mr. Friedman will avoid jail time, but will assist government prosecutors in state or federal investigations. Mr. Cohen's conduct was initially examined by Robert S. Mueller III, the special counsel investigating the election, and he passed it off to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan.
Evgeny, you're a traitor.
And that's where they... did the search warrants on Cohen's home, his office, and a hotel room where he was staying. Yeah.
Do you think, is Trump still talking to Cohen, do you think? Are they allowed to talk?
I think they did. Wasn't that news like a couple of weeks ago that...
How's it going, Michael?
That... don't say anything about me, Michael. Yeah. That they had called, and then everyone was like, are you fucking kidding me? That, you know, a normal, sane person, and I'm sure the lawyers for both sides are like, don't talk to him. Don't call him right now.
Yeah. It looks weird. Trump
gets out his little flashlight and goes under the covers and pulls out his iPhone that's unsecured.
Right.
And after he's done.
Oh, yes.
FaceTiming and chatterbaiting with Hannity. Did you come yet, Sean? I did. Yeah. Then he gives his buddy Mikey Cohen a call.
Ooh. You know what's weird? During the campaign, do you remember Trump mentioning Hillary's unsecured server in the emails?
Sure. He still talks about the emails.
I remember that.
He's still talking about it. That's why he's mad at the FBI, because they didn't nail her nipples and labia to the wall.
Ooh, jeez. The FBI is like, listen, everybody's confused about what we do. We don't do anything with nails or genitals. Actually, they might. I don't know. But like, but Trump uses that unsecured phone.
Yes.
But he was bitching about Hillary's emails. Right.
Unsecure email.
Oh, yeah. Not
Ivanker. Unsecured email. Ivanker. Scott Cunting Pruitt. One of the things he's being investigated for, I believe, is having a private email.
But he's in the cone of silence. He's so... You're telling me he's using unsecure email, but at the same time, he's a little privacy egg? Wish me privacy egg, governor.
Well, yeah, and why does the EPA dude need to see top secret information? What top secret information is the EPA director getting to see?
He's probably, surveilling people. He's a corrupt dickhead.
Well, yeah, I mean, probably we know what's going on, but I mean, what could be the above board reasons? 0.0.
Now, you never hear from the EPA. You don't, because they're doing I don't know what they do.
No, you just hear from Republicans squealing when the EPA says, hey, maybe you shouldn't pollute that river. There's some people living there that are going to get cancer of the taint.
Oh, yes.
Because of drinking that water.
What are they going to do? Okay. Hopefully we survive Donald Trump. We don't know. This is unprecedented. So, like, what happens if a progressive gets elected and they have all their picks go in and run the EPA, the fucking Department of Education? What do they do when they get in the office and everything's just a shitstorm?
Well, yeah,
they got to rebuild the EPA.
They've got to dig through the Krakatoa of shit that they're 10 feet, 20 feet of just dung first and Krakatoa. Wash everything off.
Yeah, and then like, I imagine the guy running the EPA is like, oh, look at this. I got bulletproof lampshades.
Right.
Is it true that Ben Carson...
Send that shit to a school, assholes.
You know, I
send those bulletproof desks to some schools.
You know what I bet? I bet you Ben Carson hasn't even checked an email.
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I mean, I'm serious.
I don't believe in email.
He doesn't know his password or where his office is. No, he knows where his office is. He's putting all that furniture in there.
Thanks for joining us this Tuesday, everybody. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
Let me see. I've got a bunch of stories from the weekend and from yesterday. You want to do a little Trump's America block here?
Fuck you, boy.
Hey.
I vote. I
mean, today, what happened? We found out about this shit with, Cohen's business partner, which is just breaking, but, Trump, greeted Mr. South Korea, whose name escapes me right now.
God.
Moon.
Yoon Kim.
Moon
Kim.
Moon.
Is his man?
His last name is Moon.
Kate, what is that person's name?
The Poobah of South Korea.
Yes.
Is here in town. And
Poon or Moon.
And Trump spoke for a while, and he got all pissy with one reporter who asked a Rosenstein question. And he's like, turned away and said, "What's your second question?" And then he said, "I got the president of South Korea here. He doesn't want to hear that."
God, it's nuts.
I got the president of South Korea here.
He's
really like an old
colossal
asshole, like a dad. You know, yeah. They don't want to hear your shit.
It's like he's stupid fucking Nixon. He's stupid fucking Nixon, but with his own state-run media.
Moon Jae-in.
That was right. I said Moon Kim. What is it?
Moon Jae-in. Mm. I don't know. There's no K there.
You say
potato. Nice. Yes. We apologize to our Korean listeners.
Right. Yeah, I am sorry. That sucks.
One of my favorite directors. I worked on an all Korean crew production.
I have some Korean friends as well.
Lovely people.
We name it our Korean friends.
Well, the director was. I didn't understand this, to be honest with you. I met with him.
Right.
Very difficult to understand over the phone. I don't speak any other languages. I'm not going to shit on a little.
Fuck you.
But I'm not going to shit on anybody for not.
Right.
Having their English 100%.
Yes. Americans.
And then I met with him in Easter Live to understand. But he said his name was, I'm not going to say his name. Actually, it's a really common name all around. Hyun-soo.
Yes.
Kim.
Oh, Hyun-soo.
There he would be Kim Hyun-soo. Here he went by Hyun-soo Kim, but he said, "You can call me Brian." I was like, "Come on!
I'll call you Hyun-soo. I can call you."
I did.
Dude.
I said, "Do you mind if I call you Hyun-soo?" Yeah. I can say that, Hyun-soo. There you go. He's like, he goes, "That's they tell us to pick an American name." I'm like, don't.
Yeah, because we're dumb.
Don't.
We're dumb fucking racists.
And it was funny because even speaking with members of his crew. during the shoot and stuff, they, some of them were the same way. They're like, fuck it. I'm not picking no, I'm not going to be Bobby or something like that. I'm going to save my name. You know, I'm going to use my name.
If you went to Japan, would you pick a Japanese name?
Well, no.
Why not?
Because I'm not Japanese.
But like, you I'm don't not culturally. Assimilate?
If Pat met Cumdiddle or something in
what? Oh, okay.
If the Pat meant something like that, horrible.
Okay, look up the etymology of Cumdiddle in Japan.
I would change my name, but like when they took the Chevy Nova to Mexico or Spain,
right,
they had to change the name because
Nova.
Nova means it doesn't go.
Oh shit. Nova.
Nova. It doesn't go. What, so they frowned upon that name, so they changed it.
What do they call an exploding star then?
I think they're okay with
like
that.
Like Nova, right?
I don't know.
El Nova.
El Star Blow Up. Oh.
Star Blow.
What were we talking about? That
we're talking
ended
about
up...
the news.
Okay. I've got. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yes. Fuck Trump.
Fuck him.
Let's see. Which story was I getting to? I thought I named a state.
Oh yeah, you're gonna. It was Trump's America Rock Block.
The let's do this one. This also has to do with Faithless Friday a little bit, I guess.
Yes.
Just so y'all know, Dr. Robert Redfield,
yes,
is Trump's nomination to head the Centers for Disease Control. And
no. I'm just saying I wouldn't vote for him.
Prevention? Nope. Oh, I thought you were saying it's fake news. No, I'm like, it's
fake news.
Like those idiots on our page. That have you noticed I've been hiding those people?
What?
I can't. It bothers me when one of the trolls, all they say is fake news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is stupid.
And it'll be like, it's not fake news. You don't like the news or you disagree with the purpose behind whatever.
Yes.
But it ain't fake news.
Right. Do you know what I hate, dude? I hate when something is obviously satire and someone tells me it's satire.
Well,
I know.
But Poe's Law. I kind of get that.
No, the Onion stories I put up on Facebook recently are, England is not going to occupy us. No one believes that. That was
whoa,
the
whoa,
funny
whoa.
Headline.
It says the Queen offered to reappropriate America.
That's not happening.
If we're into it.
That's obvious satire.
Well, right.
I don't need that. I know it's
Trump.
Satire.
There's satire like Andy Borowitz from The New Yorker all the time. People confuse what he says for actual real shit that's going on.
And thanks for everybody that participates on the page and comments. I love that. That's great. I love the, we have great conversations, but listen, don't tell me. Somebody said, you know, Andy Borowitz is satire. Yes! I fucking know that. Who the fuck? We do news every fucking day. I know who the fuck. I know that's satire. I get it. And sometimes I even put satire as a hashtag. Because damn.
Yeah.
I'm not totally fucking stupid. Just, you know, partially.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all
over
you.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute. Well, baby, me so horny.
Remember? This is from Full Metal Jacket when I say me love you long time. This is the scene I'm referencing.
Is that a...
It's not a racist joke.
That's Nancy Sinatra sings that?
Well, that music is from the movie that they used in the movie. But that was Nancy Sinatra.
Ronan Farrow's stepmom. Or aunt. Right. Nancy was.
Nancy is Frank's daughter.
Okay. So that makes him. Oh, that's his sister. That's Ronan Farrow's sister then. Well.
Only if the rumors
of
Frank Sinatra possibly have.
That ain't Woody Allen's kid.
Contributing his DNA.
He looks just like Frank fucking Sinatra.
Dr. Robert Redfield, the new head of Center for Disease Control and Prevention, worked with an organization previously.
Right.
That claimed that AIDS was God's punishment against homosexuals and that single parent families were to blame.
What? Yeah. Don't just listen. When Trump nominates someone, don't vote for them. That's an easy way to think about it.
It says Redfield's early engagement with the AIDS epidemic in the U.S. in the 80s and 90s was controversial. He was an Army major at Walter Reed Medical Institute. Designed policies for controlling the disease within the U.S. military that involved placing infected personnel in quarantine and investigating their pasts to identify and track possible sexual partners.
Oh, my God.
Soldiers were routinely discharged and left to die of AIDS, humiliated and jobless.
Meaning they were discharged and they didn't have health care anymore. And so they just died.
They dishonorably discharged them because they were homosexuals.
This guy is a piece of fucking shit. Democrats, this is why you don't vote for any of his fucking nominees. They're all fucking garbage.
In the 80s.
How dare you vote for Gina Haspel?
In the 80s, he worked closely with the Christian organization Americans for a Sound AIDS HIV Policy.
Oh, fuck you, man.
The group maintained AIDS was, quote, God's judgment against homosexuals spread in an America weakened by single-parent households and a loss of family values.
God, it's like, this guy's disgusting, right? He's a disgusting,
this is the person who is
garbage.
Now in charge of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of which,
yes,
AIDS is a disease.
Right, right.
It ain't like he's changed his tune.
Yeah. Is he already, doesn't he get nominated?
I don't know if he has to go through a process or not.
You know, fuck this. It's so
no,
stupid.
He doesn't.
How great. Great.
His appointment does not require congressional approval.
Well, they'd approve him anyway. They don't give up. The GOP doesn't give a fuck.
Some of his supporters say his beliefs were not completely out of the mainstream in the 80s and that he's gone on to do significant work in the field.
What you described is a deal breaker. What he did, he should not be in medicine. He's a lunatic.
And they point out here at Pathos, oddly enough, in the Bible, Jesus didn't ask the lepers, and the leopards.
The leopards.
He cured the leopards too, you know. They had depression. Oddly enough, in the Bible, Jesus didn't ask the lepers of his day what they did to deserve their illness.
Yes.
I've seen memes like that before,
right,
where it's like, oh Lord, can you heal us, please? And it'll be everything from I don't know, did you have homosexual sex in the last 6 months to I don't know, do you have health care?
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
Right.
I don't know if I can heal you.
This is just disgusting. This is a fucking disgusting pick. And you know, all these idiots, these homophobes out there that have all these stupid ideas about AIDS. Now they feel justified. Now look at this. Look at this guy.
Well, sure.
This troll that's in charge of the CDC has some of the same stupid fucking beliefs I do. So it must be true.
Yeah, and a few more Happy Meals away from the presidency is one of their Christo heroes.
Oh, that's true. Oh, I forgot.
One of their creepy Christo heroes.
Mike Pence loves this guy. Is it true they dock on the weekends?
Ugh. Are you suggesting they're both uncut?
I don't know. Yes.
There you go. Congratulations, Don Jay.
Good job.
On putting a real, real winner in over there at the CDC.
Did he just ask the religious right or the Koch brothers or somebody or the Heritage Foundation for a list of shitheads? Of, he can appoint?
Of judges? 100%.
Yeah.
100%. That was the problem with the whole Supreme Court pick and all of these judges.
Because he doesn't know, right? I mean, the
he one, doesn't know for shit. He doesn't care. Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, I imagine when Obama got in office, he probably had, well, of course he had an idea who to appoint to different places. And he probably knew different people that he worked with. Like, in what circle? Donald Trump didn't run in a circle of people that could serve in the White House, right? No. I mean, he worked on The Apprentice, no. The, what was no. the other one? The Miss Universe.
Well, it's, he hung out with Russian slime ball mobsters, pseudo mobster wannabes, if at best, real ones at worst. And, nobody liked him. None of his, I saw there was it might have been an argument going on one of our, Facebook posts, which has been quite active the past couple of weeks, people, battling it out. Well, the trolls deserve it, though. Most of them are so stupid. These
yes,
trolls.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, did you see today they estimate 1/4 of Trump's followers are still bots.
They're fake.
They're fake, yeah.
Blow-up dolls.
1/4.
Hilarious.
Probably still
active,
social media
shit.
Social media trolls of whatever origin.
I mean, you know, why would we think that this next election, the midterms or whatever, are going to be any different? It's going to bring the same stupid, shitty ass.
Over the weekend, we got the story that it was the Saudis reaching out to Don Jr.,
yes.
who, again, probably had to knock one off outside the door. He was so excited about the prospect of possibly getting something on Hillary that he met with them, and they proposed working together. The Saudis were going to, like, bankroll his... social media. They were going to take over, and they were going to be like, we're going to put out all this information about Hillary. They were going to do what Russia did, basically.
Yes.
So the Don Jr. and the campaign say, well, he didn't work with them. He said, you know, no to them.
The problem in America is no one listens to the news or no one reads. No, right? No, they don't know what's going on like that. Wouldn't you think if you told most people, hey, MAGA dickhead, do you know your orange man baby, his son reached out to the Saudis and they were going to handle all of his social media? Does that bother you?
Well, they reached out to him.
Oh, okay.
But
still.
He, multiple reports said, or multiple sources said that they seemed pretty blasé about the fact that a foreign power was offering...
They didn't
to
care.
Help them win the election. No, they were like, well, it was like they were looking for the best deal. It's not that they were like, no, that's illegal. I'm calling the FBI on you. How dare you?
They were shopping?
Yeah, it sounds
they
like.
They were shopping and they came up with Russia.
It sounds like Uncle Nipples gave him the best sale.
Oh, good job, Nippy.
Here's a toaster to go with
right.
it.
Right. Oh, they got a
gift. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
I'll send some of the hookers that peed.
Pee for Trump.
Yeah.
The leader, the Miss Universe pageant guy won. It's funny. That's our president.
That's our president.
That's who people voted for. A lot of people voted for him.
You guys wanted.
I mean, that's the truth. I mean, he did lose. He lost the popular vote significantly.
True.
But still, a lot of dickheads voted for this fuck.
Yes.
Oh, God, humanity. What the fuck?
Oh, boy. Strap in, everybody. It's time for a little Alex Jones.
Ooh. Oh, awesome.
It's got to be little.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Wait, you don't think he's going to...
Here's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones Wang.
I don't know what those C-47 colloidal silver pills are doing to his package.
The clothespins?
Yeah.
Does he have a silver penis?
Yeah, he's like Colossus.
Oh, gosh.
Alex Flatier. Jones is, this is just, here's just bad shittery. Here's just one of the daily soliloquies from the Greek theater performance that is InfoWars. Oh, by the way, I think InfoWars is going 24/7. I saw that they're
what
they're hiring people.
Oh,
for 24/7 news cycle, man.
Kate, send out our resume, the demo tapes, and shit like that. We're gonna be on InfoWars. We're gonna be.
They think you're a goldfish. Remember, Gruber said, "Thank God you're so dumb and have no memory." We're gonna triple their healthcare prices because you're so stupid. I don't think you're stupid. I've been betting on you my whole life.
What the fuck is he fucking saying?
He thinks InfoWars viewers are intelligent, yes. Unlike liberals,
ugh,
who think you're a goldfish.
Who do I think is a goldfish?
The people who are watching this and agreeing with him or agreeing with basically anything this lunatic says.
I had goldfish and I enjoyed them. I would never equate deplorables with something I like. True. Instead of goldfish, you guys are more like shitheads.
Sharks?
Right? Sharks? You know, I don't know.
You don't like sharks?
No, I do not.
Prices! Because you're so stupid! I don't think you're stupid! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you! And we got...
I feel so much better. Thanks! I feel so much more comforted.
Does Alex Jones coach his kids' Little League team?
Oh, God.
I'm betting on you!
He'd be removed. I can't imagine.
Right out of bunt!
I had to throw parents out of tennis tournaments. I can't imagine.
Tennis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. A couple times.
Jeez.
Stupid! I've been betting on you my whole life! I believe in you! And we got Trump elected! And we got the economy coming back! And we're kicking these traitors' asses politically! And we're not backing down ever!
This is awesome.
It's like his voice gets so far back in his throat, it's like he swallows himself. I mean, bleh.
We're kicking these traitors' asses politically, and we're not backing down ever.
What?
He just snorted. That wasn't me. It wasn't Kate.
What the fuck?
He just went.
Can you go back?
Sure.
I was just stymied.
We're not backing down ever. I want to get these people. We're winning. I can feel the spirit rising. Can't you? The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day spiritually and feel the enemy launching with all its hate. But now.
What the fuck is happening? Is he. God, it's like right wing nut job scat. You know what I mean?
Spirit rising. Can't you? The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day spiritually and feel the enemy launching with all its hate. But now the tide turned today. The tide turned on the 22nd day of May 2018. We have broken their back. Yes, I can feel it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he's talking about.
What is going on with that snort?
Does he have allergies? Fired up, man. Maybe he forgot his Flonase today.
This is how you do it. You make that sound. I'm just trying to think. How worked up you have to be
you don't.
So you're saying he's putting it on?
That's yeah. I've never heard a person in anger go.
This is not an anger. This is insanity.
Well, in any yeah, I mean it's.
I don't know.
It's an affectation.
I've broken their back. Yes, I can feel it now. The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket. So I need you to spread the articles, the videos, and break their back fully in the info.
We'll be right back after this. Make sure you buy colloidal silver cream.
Do you think his listeners understand that when he says, I want you to break their backs fully, that it's that he's speaking in hyperbole, not to really figuratively break our...
No, I don't think he's speaking. I don't think he's speaking in hyperbole.
Damn, did your... Are your kids...
Charging, leading them.
Are his kids listening or...
Part-time, he's got them, right?
The judge that gave him part-time custody, 50-50, must not listen to his show.
Spiritual ignition of this rocket. So I need you to spread the articles
around.
No, he hasn't thrown. He hasn't ripped his shirt off yet.
He sounds like.
Nor has he thrown his chair yet.
Is he? Is this his impression? It just sounds like Peter Boyle to me.
No, I was gonna, yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm the monster.
Chewbacca.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So I need you to spread the articles, the videos, and break their back fully in the information war and override the enemy.
Override the enemy.
Oh,
you imagine their custody hearing, the lawyers like, on May 22nd, 2018, I don't know, he called on his audience to break people's backs fully.
Fully!
In InfoWars, in the InfoWars way. You know, that was his disclaimer.
Yes.
In the InfoWars way.
Well, what is that?
Share the videos. I need you to get out and share the videos. Alex Jones, everybody.
Hey, yeah. Intern, how are you asleep?
Alex Jones.
Whoa!
That's the really weird thing.
Yeah, it's, you know, that was a good clip. Jeez.
Wow.
Good job, Alex. Put that on your highlight reel.
He feels the tide has turned.
I'm getting Baker racked. Yeah, really. I mean, shit. Does no one ever think to admit him to a hospital? I mean, if you're a loved one of Alex Jones, if you're related to the guy, I mean, you know, I'm not concerned about it. The guy's rich. You know, he's fine, I'm sure, but I would just be like, I don't know, maybe you need to spend some time in a rubber room.
Trump's America. That's a good Trump's America. We haven't heard from this guy in a little bit. From his Pass the Salt Google Hangout show.
Oh, Coach Dave, you better bring it, motherfucker.
No one else but Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, who is really
garbage.
Yeah, and off the rails. Like, he wasn't.
Is he?
He wasn't overtly racist before. He wasn't overtly anti-Semitic before, but I feel like we've been playing clips. I don't think this Google Hangout show is good for him because
it's great.
I think the people that are calling in maybe fueling his darker demons.
But who the fuck, if you listen to Coach Dave seriously, then I can't imagine. You must be a horrendous person.
It's all Trump all the time.
Yeah.
100% Trump.
Coach Dave, I don't know what this clip is like, but you better bring it, motherfucker, because what Alex Jones did was, that was something else.
I mean, he's the one who's saying that America needs a more, quote, a more violent Christianity.
Well, who, nobody needs that.
Oh, he says the
he
said Jews are putting us in financial bondage.
Oh, God.
One time on a show, he speculated that vaccines are making people gay.
Right. Oh, that's no. Did he really say that? Like, the measles vaccine makes you gay? Side effect.
I read a lot of stuff.
No, you don't.
Have you guys noticed this? Have you noticed the explosion of deviant sexual proclivities?
Ooh, yes.
It used to just be homo and straight.
Oh, God.
Then it was homo and straight and bi, and homo and straight and bi and trans, and homo and straight and bi and trans and gay, and homo and straight. That's they keep stupid. Adding initials, right? And I was reading something that this is happening. Literally, this is happening because our DNA is being changed.
Oh, come on.
Are you an X-Man? Hey, Coach Dave, dickhead, are you a fucking X-Man now?
Well, this is like Alex and his gay frogs.
I'm racist Wolverine.
Right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Chemicals, fluoride in the water turning frogs gay.
Frogs are gay?
Little sucking each other's little frog dicks.
Where's the frog
dick? Rubbing little frog nipples. Towel snapping.
Frogs don't have nipples. They do not.
Going to theater together.
The frogs produce milk to feed their young. No. How do you know?
They don't.
DNA is being changed. And our DNA is being changed not only through what we eat, but through the stuff that we're seeing right here. Who knows what was injected into some of these deviant sex people as children? Who knows what was, when they say they were born that way, maybe they were vaccinated that way.
There you go.
Oh, that's the dumbest fucking shit. Well, Thank you.
That's from last year.
I would like to thank Jenny McCarthy. Thank you for introducing all this anti-vaxxer bullshit or making it trendy or fashionable.
So Coach Dave is all Trump all the time. He's upset about the cuckification of America.
Ooh, yes. He loves it.
And the unmanly men mincing about.
Right.
Here he is this morning, actually.
Oh, okay.
Off his, yesterday morning.
Right.
Off his Pass the Salt Live.
God, that's the dumbest fucking name webcast. For a fucking show.
And he's talking about the royal wedding over the weekend.
Pass the salt!
Over the weekend, Meghan Markle married Prince Harry.
Right. Congratulations.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Ooh, yes. That's what they are?
Yes.
So what do they do?
They Duke and Duchess around, okay. And they Sussex.
Ooh.
Here is Dave Dobenmeyer talking about the royal wedding.
Douche.
Let me just lay it out there. Because most people won't say it because they don't want to sound racist. But
I don't give a shit because I am.
Strap in, everybody. See, this is the problem with the whole Trumpian bullshit. We don't want to be PC.
You don't want to be nice. You don't want to be empathetic. Right. You want to hate people that don't look like you because you're ignorant and you're scared of things that are different because you're fuckheads.
And there's a difference between being, I don't know, overly worried about offending others and just stepping into the realm of just total assholery. You don't have to be a fucking asshole. I'm sorry. The guy at, did you see the lawyer?
That dickhead
from New York who said he had a rough weekend with the press following around. He was caught on video ranting at a restaurant because people were gasp speaking Spanish to each other.
Oh, fuck you, idiot.
They're probably undocumented. I'm calling ICE. I probably pay their welfare and shit like that. So he's been humiliated. He got kicked out of his building. Where his law office was. They're
fuck
calling
you,
for
stupid.
Him to lose his lawyer license and shit. Well, today he came out and said, I'm sorry. He posted on Facebook and Twitter.
Fuck you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I saw that on video and I know that's not me.
You lie. No, 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 no. That is you. That is who you are, piece of shit. That's who that guy is. We understand you. You're an ignorant bigot.
Well, 100%. That's who he is. Because there's other videos of you over the years, asshole, of you doing shit like that.
Well, you know, that's the fucked up thing about when these racists apologize. This is sort of why that there's a school of thought to think, well, maybe these people can evolve. And then there's the realists who understand that, no, not really. It would be best if they started a smoking habit and, you know, hurry up and, you know, died by natural causes or something. No offense.
To the people I insulted, I apologize. Seeing myself online opened my eyes. The manner in which I expressed myself is unacceptable and is not the person I am. I see my words and actions hurt people, and for that I am deeply sorry.
Who cares?
While people should be able to express themselves freely, they should do so calmly and respectfully.
Okay.
What the video did not convey is the real me. I am not racist.
You're hilarious.
One of the reasons I moved to New York is precisely because of the remarkable diversity offered in this wonderful city. I love this country and this city in part because of immigrants and the diversity of cultures immigrants bring to this country. Again, my sincerest apologies to anyone and everyone I hurt. Thank you.
Well, fuck you. Who cares? Hey, listen, your apology was boring. It's shit.
Well,
it's
and right from a PR firm.
Yeah.
He checked off every box. Well, full responsibility, acknowledge that you hurt other people and apologize for that. He checked off every box.
Hey, dickhead, imagine the problem with this is, thank goodness you were in New York and people shamed you. Imagine he does this in some other part of the country where you're surrounded with lunatics like yourself and you start a mob or something or a hate crime and all this other shit. You're fucking garbage. What's his name?
Aaron Schlossberg.
Hey, Kate. Since Schlossberg, a big carton of Pall Malls. Smoke up, dickhead.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Order him a bag of dicks.
Oh, yeah. Send him some cigarettes. Smoke up, fuckface. Make the world a better place.
Stop making the tobacco company rich.
I know. I know, but we finally found a good use for them. I understand how to use a tobacco company. Please, Philip Morris, help us get rid of these racists.
Send the racist
cigarettes.
No.
There's nothing wrong with telling people to smoke cigarettes.
It's a horrible, horrible death.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Fuck them.
I don't concur.
Just saying, you know, a lot of people like smoking.
So send the ones that smoke some cigarettes.
Yeah. Get the other one started.
I don't concur.
Okay, yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that. That would be mean. We don't want to be mean to this guy. He's got a lot to offer society.
So, here's the rest of Dave Dobenmeyer.
Not even George Zimmerman. You don't want him to smoke. You don't want him to smoke. He killed a kid.
No.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
Well, part of me does, and then I tell that demon to go away.
Kate.
We're better than them.
Go find Pat's demon.
They don't want to sound racist, but I'm just going to say it. You know that Prince Harry's wife is half black.
Holy shit.
I don't know what to say to this guy. What do you want your what do you want your dirtbag, fuckheaded, dumbass listeners to do with this information?
Wife
who cares
is half black. You guys know that? The Prince Harry's wife is half black. Now look, wait a minute. That ain't that royal bloodline lineage there, is it, them fellas? Isn't there a little bit of isn't there a little bit of mixed blood coming in there?
God, you're so stupid.
And then I noticed something else.
No, there's not a lot of mixed blood in there. That's one of the problems they've had over the years.
I'm embarrassed.
They're fucking each other's sisters and cousins to keep the bloodline.
How embarrassing for our country, for humanity, that we got this dickhead Dave. Where does he record his show? Has he got his iPhone? He's just looking into his iPhone and talking?
Well, and meanwhile, I don't know if he's doing this ironically or just trying to be funny.
No, he believes this shit.
No, he's wearing, you know, he always wears baseball caps with a red cross on them to show that he's a God warrior, but also a coach.
We know, yes, Dave.
He's a coach for the Lord.
Yes.
But now it's covered in tinfoil.
Because he's mocking.
So I think he's trying to be ironic. The people say he's a lunatic and tinfoil. So now he's actually wearing a tinfoil Jesus cap.
You know what I hate? I hate when these racist and ignorant people, stupid people, kind of like Coach Dave. No, exactly like Coach Dave. You know what's really horrible is when they're making an attempt to be funny. It's douchey. You know what I mean? It's horrible. It's not funny. It's tinfoil hat because everybody says I'm stupid, full of conspiracy theories. Now I'm, you know, it's not funny.
Ain't that royal bloodline lineage there, is it, them fellas? Isn't there a little bit of
fellas?
Isn't there a little bit of mixed blood coming in there? And then I noticed something else. I get inquiring minds want to know.
Wait!
You know that
wait!
We're 46 seconds in.
I don't care. Did he say acquiring minds?
Inquiring.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Inquiring minds want to know. Do you know that? Did you see who performed the service? Who performed the service? You guys, did you guys follow that at all? Was it the Bishop of Canterbury or some official?
The Archbishop.
You're so dumb.
Of Canterbury, who's basically the Pope of the Anglican Church?
Yeah. Who cares?
Canterbury or some official. Waspy guy that performed
Waspy guy.
Was it an official waspy guy?
I don't know because did put his hands. He put his hands up in the air.
Is that
so?
Waspy?
I'm not sure if he meant wasp as in white Anglo-Saxon Protestant or if he meant like a wasp-like creature because he put his hands up like wings.
Like a mutant.
I don't know what's going on.
Waspy guy that performed was it? Did I miss something?
Yeah, you missed something. Yeah.
Or did we see the ultimate? How do I say this? Yeah. A blending of the races.
What the fuck?
One new world order, one world government, the blending of the in the House of Windsor.
Here we go.
What does that mean?
That they're Negro-fying even the Royal House of Windsor.
You don't know what the House of Windsor is, you
is
fuck.
Even taking Negro DNA into itself to the globalists are going to turn us all black and homosexual.
What? Where did he come up with House of Windsor? That's, House of Windsor.
That's
that on the royal
that's their last name.
Okay. I'm just
saying. That's who they are, which I believe they changed from the German family.
Oh, I get it. I get it. So wait, is Dave's point is Meghan Markle, her ethnicity is tainting the White House of fucking Windsor.
That's exactly what he's saying. And it's and that it's indicative of the globalists trying to blend all of society and turn everybody off white, apparently.
You know, Coach Dave, I think this might be better than the Alex Jones clip because it's like, God, you're so stupid. What is it? It's astounding.
Yeah.
People listen to him. God, I'm going to start. I'm going to start smoking. Give me Pall Malls.
Don't start smoking.
Make me mulch.
How do I say this?
He knows what he's about to say is racist.
That's the
and
pause.
Horrible. And he's trying to figure out a way to slightly de-racify it.
Why? They
well,
love
well,
it.
Exactly.
Just say it, Dave. Say your shitty feelings, you fuck.
The ultimate. How do I say this?
Who cares?
A blending of the races. One new world order, one world government, the blending of the in the House of Windsor coming together the first time. A black Episcopal priest minister performed the wedding.
Oh, who rocked the place, by the way. And what? And everyone loved him.
Yes.
And although it is kind of funny watching some of the reactions, you know, they're trying to say that the queen was not amused and stuff like that. The queen is never amused. If you look at the pictures of the queen,
I've never seen her
resting
amused.
Queen face is not amused.
What? So he gives a shit that there was a black preacher that married this couple. Is that his problem?
Well, it's the negrification of the world and the globalization, obviously.
God.
Episcopal priest minister performed the wedding. Somebody help me here.
Which I'm not 100% sure that he performed. I know he spoke, but I didn't. Surprisingly, I didn't watch. You know you'll be shocked to learn.
Shocker. You know what's something? It's just listening to this. Listen to this dick bag, like, meander and kind of sort of stumble into a point. You know what I mean? He's thinking of what to say, and it's painful. This guy, to listen to this guy think is, I don't know what it is. He's stupid.
Well, yeah, and
he's dumb as fuck.
Trump.
Yeah. That's the tragic part. This guy votes for Donald fucking Trump.
This guy is the polar opposite of our show, the 180 degree of our show, but it's kind of the same thing. It's regular guy trying to talk about what's going on in the world.
I mean, but we're...
But no, I said, you know, we're infinitely...
No. I'm talking about talent.
The
politics.
But...
1 second.
Well, how could anybody who believes this shit put on a good show?
We are more talented than Coach Dave. I got more talent.
But how could anyone? How could anyone with these Neanderthal beliefs put on a good show? You know,
it's impossible.
I mean?
You're right, Alex Jones puts on a good show. I mean,
I stand corrected. Yeah,
he's
dumb
as shit. But he's a showman. He says horrible shit. He talks about pedophile camps on Mars.
Coach Dave is more insidious because he's more of your everyday regular racist, xenophobe, homophobe, asshole, white privileged,
dick buck,
butthurt,
right,
older white guy.
Yeah,
He's the one walking around at the Piggly Wiggly and stuff like that and talking and stuff like that. But you don't hear. Like, ah! Ah! I don't hear guy, Coach Dave in the
this
aisles.
This is the guy that's upset because Obama made him feel bad about his fucking racism.
Yes.
That's his theory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Obama divided the country because
he talked about race.
Yeah.
And the truth is, Coach Dave, most things you feel, I don't know what's inside your fucking shithead. Most things that you feel and everything that you say on your show that I've heard, you should fucking feel bad about. And if God and Jesus existed, they don't, dickhead. If they did, you would be burning in fucking hell because you're garbage. No offense.
A black Episcopal priest minister performed the wedding. Somebody help me here. Am I racist
is the term you're looking for, Dave. Yes. Let me help you finish that
xenophobe sentence.
Are you overly? You're a racist pig fucker.
Imagine. I didn't watch
without that. Permission.
Well, yes. You can't get consent from an animal.
Correct.
I
no matter how sexy they look.
No, I think we have to say that in this part of the country with much sincerity. That is, you know what I mean?
A couple of people turned around and were like, really?
What do you mean? Right. I forgot my point. God.
Sorry.
Who cares?
Somebody help me here. Am I overly racist? Am I overly sensitive here, or is anybody else picking up on this?
No, you're underly sensitive.
Dumb as fuck.
That's your whole problem, is you are underly sensitive to any other person besides your white Christo fascist, supposedly
Dave,
straight
you're cruel.
World. Yeah.
This guy is a cruel, heartless fucker. Yes. I mean, even if he doesn't believe this, if he doesn't act on his shitty racism, which you know
he
does.
I think Dave is a believer because I don't think he's making any money on any of this. So I don't think he's making enough to be a charlatan. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think he really buys it.
Dave, the thing you can't be forgiven for is that you get on your show and you know you have inspired idiot fucknuts to go out and commit hate crimes, to go out and bully, to go out and marginalize, to pick on people and shit. You are the source. Probably your show contributes to the source of people's fucking pain because they're bullied by dickheads that listen to your fucking garbage.
Well, and this is also, he claims to be a religious dude.
Yeah.
Like a religious leader or a pastor of some sort. And this entire video, this part is about his outrage that there's a half black person marrying into the British royal family.
It's insane. Imagine you watch a whole royal wedding and this is your takeaway.
Yeah.
There's a black preacher and she's half black.
Oh my God.
What are they going to do with the House of Windsor? There's black people there.
Am I overly sensitive here, or is anybody else picking up on me? Prince Harry is six from the throne. His brother William's first. William has two sons. They're ahead of Harry. Okay.
No, he has a son and two daughters, I believe.
No idea. I understand his point.
Oh, no,
though.
It is a boy.
His point is, oh my God, what if the world has a black Queen of England? What are we going to fucking do?
He has
stupid
son. William has son, daughter, son. And famously, when the new son was born, because they changed the policy in the past, not that long ago, the son would have been ahead of William's daughter because of her vagina and everything.
Because of your vagina.
So they said, you know, let's join, I don't know, the 19th century, maybe
right.
The early 20th, and say, let's just put it straight line. Whoever is next in line, we either have a queen or a king.
Well.
So now, Charlotte, I think is the daughter's name, is in line before her younger brother, which is different than it would have been.
How do they figure this shit out? It's insane. I
think there's a book.
Oh, is there a little manual?
It's a diagram, yeah.
Coach Dave.
It's a YouTube video.
Oh, yes. Hey, Coach Dave, I don't mean to rock your world, but we already have a black queen on this planet. Her name is Aretha Franklin, so suck a dick.
William has two sons. They're ahead of Harry. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. If there was any chance that Harry was ever going to be king of England.
Oh, is he going so where I think he's going?
He's so dumb.
They would never do this if they actually thought he was going to be king someday.
Something. If there was any chance that Harry was ever going to be king of England. Do you think they really would have let him just choose any woman he wanted?
Mm. No. Just
whoever he fell in love with. Of course
not. No.
No.
So what's the message?
This is his Google Hangout, man. This is a big audience. Now.
That's being sent to us. Do Harry...
This is the message being sent to us.
Can we not have... Is there anyone out there like a Batman or someone that can protect our society from these dickheads? Is there anything?
Fell in love with.
Ugh.
Of course
no.
Not.
No.
So what's the message that's being sent to us? Do they love each other? Well, sure, they probably do. Remember Prince Charles married Diana and at the same time was having a love affair with Camilla. The one he really, really loved was Camilla. But Camilla didn't make it the bloodline. And I think she was divorced, I think. So they weren't going to let him. He was heir to the throne. They weren't going to let him marry just anybody.
Why? Why? Hold on a second. Hold the fuck on. I know. Why is this dick fuck so... How does he know so much about this shit? Why is he into this? This is shocking.
Apparently he's a royal watcher.
This is shocking to me.
Yeah.
How does he know about Camilla and all that? You know what I mean?
Well, it's true. I mean...
Yeah.
That they... You know, and that was also... 30 years ago. And
is it because
they've evolved a little bit?
Yes.
But yes, they discouraged Charles from Camilla because she was a divorcee, I believe.
Okay. What does that have to do with
And now she's when Queen Elizabeth has a grabber,
yes.
Charles,
right?
At 70 something, yes. Will become king, and Camilla queen? Will be. Well, they're not going to call her queen.
Are they together?
They watched the YouTube video, and they've already decided that she is going. Yeah, yeah, and that she's going to be like the queen consort or something like
cool
that,
fucking
or
name.
Some name. Yeah, princess or you know countess or something. Who the fuck cares?
Dave, I'm kind of shocked that you're into this so much. I mean.
Divorced, I think. So they weren't going to let him. He was heir to the throne. They weren't going to let him marry just anybody.
So marrying a black person is obviously letting them marry just anybody. That's the only issue he's got.
That's the shittiest thing
with
Meghan
Markle is her blackness.
They're going to let him marry. Let him. They're going to let him pick a woman of color to marry. I mean, pick.
Oh, it's gone to hell in a handbasket, Ryan. Because they told Charles he couldn't marry Camilla because she's divorced. But they're letting this guy marry.
And even the way, like.
The brown one.
Yes. And then, like, they're letting him pick. He can marry anyone he wants. It's as if Meghan Markle doesn't have any say in this.
Right, right.
It's all insane.
He was heir to the throne. They weren't going to let him marry just anybody. And is it a psyop? And now all of a sudden, six to the throne. He ain't never going to be king.
It's a psyop.
It's a cyber operation. Cyber.
Psychological.
Oh. Okay.
Psychological warfare.
You know what? I have to correct something I said earlier. I said, I don't know, Coach Dave. Maybe he's never acted on his shitty beliefs. But yes, he has. He goes to Planned Parenthood clinics and he yells at women getting health care.
Right.
Dude, you're garbage, Dave. You're a real piece of shit. Honestly,
I was reading over the weekend about, you know, we've got a really famous abortion clinic here in Pensacola. It's the one where the guy was killed,
the
abortion doctor
was
killed. And a few years ago, it was firebombed and burned to the ground.
Jesus.
Yay. Jesus
Christ. I read some headline. It said, go ahead.
The people that burned it down.
Yes.
Got a little tap on the wrist. For firebombing it because they were such good Christians, Ryan. This was back in the 90s, I think, or something like
that.
Shit,
man.
Nonetheless.
God, this country hates women.
The 90s wasn't all that long ago.
I mean, really. Jesus. Yeah, I read some headline that said Trump is wading back into the abortion debate or something like that.
How many he's caused?
I don't know.
That debate?
Yeah. Hey, is there a list? Does that lawyer have a fucking list? What's the name of the lawyer that's flipping? What's his name?
Cohen might have a punch card with a frequent abortion card on it.
A smoothie. Hey, what is the name of his partner that's Inger? That's a funny name. What's the name of his partner?
Evgeny.
How could you flip on me, Evgeny? How could you cooperate with Mueller, Evgeny?
And is it a psyop that now all of a sudden, sixth to the throne, he ain't never going to be king. Now it's okay for the crown to be diverse.
Now it's okay for the crown to be diverse.
Well, why wouldn't it be? The only argument.
Yes, it's a psyop. It's, hey, we've been assholes for a long time and racists and morons. We're going to join the 20th century, 21st century still coming.
You know, the problem
is, which would mean no fucking monarchy.
When you debate, when you debate politics and shit with somebody like a Coach Dave, there's nothing valid about their side. There's nothing valid. There's nothing valid about a guy's political opinion that goes to Planned Parenthood clinics and yells at women. This guy is a fuckhead. He
looks so smug, too. Yes. Like, oh, he's got the secret, you all. What are you, stupid? This is a psyop.
Yeah. I mean, it's idiotic.
Trump has been president for 487 days.
Yeah.
God, it feels like so much longer.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this Tuesday. We do this every goddamn effing weekday.
Well, at least. So it's been, he's been in office a while. Seems like a long time. Has he played golf more than Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah, already. Yeah. Sure. Don Blankenship, you may recall.
Ooh, yes.
From West Virginia.
Right.
The man, Cocaine Mitch. Cocaine Mitch and the China family are
China people.
China people.
We don't support China people.
I want you vote for me and I'm going to bring back jobs and everything to West Virginia.
He's similar to Cocaine Mitch in that I can you imagine Don Blankenship smiling?
Now he is going to try to stick a big old shiv into the side of the Republican Party.
Ooh.
But it's going to be a legal battle because they've got a sore loser law in West Virginia.
China.
He's been offered the nomination of the Constitution Party. Constitution Party!
Oh God, that's got to just be a fucking tapestry of loons, right? Just a whole gallery of fucknuts.
And has announced that he's planning to launch this third party Senate bid.
Launch.
It's a long shot. He said he would run in the general election as the Constitution Party nominee. But he needs to overcome a sore loser law in West Virginia that prevents failed candidates in a main party primary from refiling to run in the general election under another party's banner. I don't have a problem with that, to be honest with you. I don't think
that's
these
sore
loser laws.
When you live in Virginia, I guarantee you that's a law for Republicans.
Yeah.
That benefits Republicans in West Virginia.
But I think the Democrats have done that in the past, too, where they've been...
But not someplace like West Virginia.
Yeah. Oh no. No.
Because you're gonna. I could see how you could. Like this guy is an example of it, right? So many loons in West Virginia. It's conceivable that the Republicans could split because.
Well, that's what they're worried about.
Yeah.
Blankenship says he's prepared to challenge the law in court if he needs to. If he is successful, the move could hurt the GOP's prospect of unseating Democratic incumbent Joe Manchin.
Oh, okay.
November, so Joe Manchin is all like, woohoo, Blankenship for Constitution Party.
How many, are there going to be a significant number of dickheads that vote for Mr. China people?
He came in third in the primary, but he did get third among 20% of Republican primary voters, but he still got 20%, didn't he, or something like that?
Yeah, a lot of people. That's scary.
He said, it is especially appropriate for me to be nominated by the Constitution Party, given its staunch and uncompromising commitment to upholding the United States Constitution.
We get that. We get what the Constitution Party is about, Buttface. Yes, of course. Of course.
It's not in air quotes. It's not the Constitution Party. Blankenship spent a year behind bars following the 2010 explosion at his Upper Big Branch mine, killing 29 workers.
They prosecuted me because I caused an explosion and the death of 30 people.
They're saying I'm a felon and stuff like that.
You are. He is, right?
I think it was a misdemeanor. He was ultimately
convicted.
He could play spoiler in the general by drawing votes from the GOP nominee, who is the state attorney general, Patrick Morrissey. Since the primary, Blankenship has refused to endorse Morrissey.
Yes.
Who he says won't be able to beat Manchin. He's got until August 1st to file the number of signatures to qualify for the ballot. But again, there's that law, so he's going to have to file a lawsuit first and, you know, try to get that all resolved before him.
Who goes out and gathers signatures for this guy, though? I mean, could you imagine? Oh, I'm gathering signatures so Don Blankenship can lead the Constitution Party in the next election and
he's going against Mitch the Bitch. He's going against the establishment Republicans.
Wouldn't you be embarrassed?
Although the establishment will likely begin their efforts against us by mounting a legal challenge to my candidacy, we are confident that if challenged, our legal position will prevail, absent a politically motivated decision by the courts. So he's already dismissing a court decision as politically motivated.
Right.
Even though there's a law that says sore loser law.
Right.
If it's held up as constitutional,
yes,
he's got nothing to say about it.
But it's
political if he ends up losing in court.
But Don, you're the Constitution Party, you fuck. How are you going to go against the Constitution with your Constitution Party? What's your fucking problem?
He says the establishment is determined to keep me the most anti-establishment candidate in the nation out of the United States Senate. The press and the establishment have colluded and lied to convince the public that I am a moron, a bigot, and a felon.
Kate, send West Virginia a helper dog or something. How the fuck are so many people voting for him? I mean, I know 20% of the GOP.
What
so
say? Have you seen what's in the White House?
You know, I remember I lived in Chicago when Barack Hussein Obama was running for Senate. You couldn't on a Saturday. You'd walk around different neighborhoods. You couldn't get. There were so many people campaigning for him and getting signature and passing out shit. Are you registered to vote? Let me tell you about Barack Obama. The whole fucking city. Who the fuck is doing this for Don Blankenship? China people. I jump off a fucking...
I'll bet there's no China people doing it for Blankenship.
Oh, my God.
I'll bet there's no Negro people doing it for Blankenship or any kind of brown people passing out flyers for Don Blankenship.
Hey, West Virginia, how does it appeal to vote for a guy that's anti-Mitch the Bitch? I mean, hasn't Mitch the Bitch done everything you fucking like? I mean, my God. The Republicans have done nothing but suck your idiot dick. These lunatic racist teabaggers, they get so much dick suckage from the Republican Party. Yeah. They do everything. They even elected this Donald Trump for you. And you're going to go against Mitch the Bitch. I don't understand.
Let's see. What else is going on here? Don't forget crowddiving.com/Amazon.
China people.
Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Is it true Don Blankenship is going to read audiobooks? That's his next thing.
Who?
Don Blankenship.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
How do you even talk like that?
I don't know. And that's the best take.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
You get more intonation out of a tangerine.
Here's a little view of what the rest of the world, how the rest of the world treats their racists.
Okay.
We have this little First Amendment thing here, so you're allowed to say anything you want, basically.
Yes.
Not completely free of consequence, but right. free of criminal consequence.
Right.
We don't take free of the government telling you you can't say that.
We don't take racism seriously.
Not the way, that's not the way that things are in across the pond, however.
Hello!
As there are anti-hate laws, anti-hate speech laws.
I love it. Why can't we have that?
Et cetera, et cetera. Well, because we have that pesky little First Amendment thing.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's like we don't appreciate that we can't. We're a very racist country. We were built on slavery, you know. And those countries in Europe, don't you think they have these laws? Because, I mean, the Holocaust happened over there,
right?
So they have an appreciation of what this totalitarian, dickhead, Nazi, fucking white supremacy shit can lead to.
Well, yeah,
we don't have that appreciation here.
From I believe this is Wales.
Hello.
I think it's Clwyd.
What?
Clwyd.
Clwyd.
I forget Welsh pronunciation.
I'm from Clwyd.
Where W's are vowels. The
Sean Connery was from Welsh.
Sean Connery's Scottish.
No, he's not. He's Welsh.
No, he's Scottish.
Who's Welsh then?
Some
Welsh guy.
Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor's husband twice.
Richard Chamberlain.
Richard Burton.
Richard Burton.
Richard Chamberlain.
Wilt Chamberlain is Welsh.
So from this is a girl, 18 years old, has been sentenced.
Yes.
To a year of community service.
Hello.
And a fine.
Jolly good.
Zena Edwards is her name, was taken to hospital by the police, who found her drunk and unresponsive.
Okay.
As they were talking to her, she spat in their faces.
Nice.
When they offered her a drink of water, so they arrested her.
Right.
After booking her, they took her down to Glanclwyd Hospital, CLWYD.
God damn, guys. Why would you do that with letters? Clwyd?
Where doctors discovered that she had a stab wound in her back.
Oh, shit.
The doctor began starting to try to treat her, and she pushed him off, screaming, "You can't clean it. Get me another doctor. You're dirty yourself," because man. He is black.
Oh, God. Trying to fix your wound. So stupid.
Though her attorney said she was severely under the influence of alcohol.
Right.
She didn't even know she had a stab wound.
Right. Damn. What was going on?
She was so drunk. The attorney said she's not a racist. But it was a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
The judge, however, ruled that for her disorderly behavior towards the officers and towards the doctor,
yes.
she must serve 12 months of community punishment.
Right.
200 hours of unpaid labor.
Oh, shit. Fine
£250 to the doctor she berated.
Oh, wow.
So she has to pay
the doc.
The government is forcing a criminal penalty upon her, and she has to pay. So it's like a civil. It's almost like a civil mixed in with the criminal.
I mean, if every
and £150 each to the officer she spat on.
Hey, redneck racist. Every time you call somebody an N-word, what if it costs you $200?
Well, see, that's we can't do that in this country.
But like, what
if? Because that first commandment, the First Amendment,
the First Commandment.
I am white. Thou shalt have no races before me.
I mean, you know, people would say it a lot less, at least.
Well, concur. There's that pesky First Amendment.
I know.
I mean, I you know, it's
ooh.
One of the things we do here.
Right, right.
I guess one could debate.
We're fine with people being racist dickheads.
The did you see also, you know how Trump was touting all these jobs that he keeps, you know,
yes.
And every time he during the early on, he bullied a carrier in Indiana.
Right.
You're going to keep jobs. And then he went and celebrated and Republican jizz flying everywhere. Look at all the jobs he saved. And then that union guy from that plant.
Yes.
Was out on TV and out on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, Carrier, right?
Giving the reality of it, which is they were going to keep those jobs anyway. They're still getting rid of most of them, et cetera. Well, now, again, it's happening again. The motorcycle manufacturer Harley-Davidson...
Fuck you, boy!
...announced a plant closing.
Oh, shit.
According to Vox,
right.
Employees and union leaders believe they were betrayed by the company, which prides itself on its reputation for American-built products. 2017 House Speaker Paul Ryan.
You loser.
Hyped He's up the proposed Republican tax cuts in his state, telling workers tax reform can put American manufacturers and American companies like Harley-Davidson on a much better footing Ooh. To compete in the global economy and keep jobs here in America.
Oh, that sounds great, Pat. That's fucking perfect.
However, after the GOP delivered on their tax scam.
Yes.
The executives at Harley announced they're closing a plant in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, shit.
800 workers losing their jobs.
Yes.
Some were moved to a York, Pennsylvania facility.
Okay.
The union leaders said they never saw it coming. And it says, adding insult to injury, the company announced plans to open a production facility in Thailand.
Oh, shit.
Later this year.
Wow.
Saying, doesn't have anything to do with jobs, but they're going to use it to get around the tariffs Trump has called for on steel from overseas, which will increase their costs.
He found a way. It's like, out of thin air, this Trump motherfucker was like, hey, let's make some jobs disappear in America. Hoogity boogity, bam.
Right, my tariffs.
That didn't need to happen, right?
One machinist said, part of my job is being moved to New York, but the other part is going to Bangkok.
Yeah. Shit.
He said the company's already packing up the plant, and he suspects some of the machinery is heading overseas.
Perfect.
So...
Good job,
great
Schiller.
Great job there, Republicans.
Wonderful. See
when they said, what are they going to do with those tax breaks these companies are going to get? Are they going to hire more people for higher paying jobs and pay their current people more? No.
Not really.
They may, for public relations purposes, toss a tiny bonus to some people for a one-time dealio.
Yeah, a joke.
Then they turn around and save gazillions more.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit.
See, dickheads, when you vote for someone just because they're just as racist as you are, other shit happens that sucks. You know what I mean?
And then he'll blame immigration.
Of course. I don't know how he will, but he will.
MS-13. MS-13 is causing those plant closures.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, God.
Did you see this is Trump's America?
Fuck you, boy.
Everybody. And we're not saying that these feelings started after Trump, but they're emboldened to
people,
be public with their hatred and disgustingness.
People feel a lot better about their racism
since
their president is a fucking racist.
I'm not being PC. You're being a racist fuck.
No, yes. I don't want to be PC. I don't want to be nice. I'm a baby. I'm terrified of people that look different than me. You are operating on the lowest level of intelligence. You're an idiot.
Nichols Hardware Store in Purcellville, Virginia.
Oh, fuck. Purcellville. Eat my dick.
Or Purcellville? P-U-R-C-E-L-L.
Purcellville.
V-I-L-L-E. Purcellville, Virginia. A Boy Scout and his father went into this gazillion-year-old business, apparently. It's been there forever.
Okay.
A 100-year-old store.
Fuck you.
Nichols Hardware.
Right.
And the Boy Scout was asking for donations for an Eagle Scout service project. You know, have to do good works for the community, et cetera.
Yes.
Allegedly, the clerk kicked them out.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Nice. Very nice.
After they had left, bystander Carolyn Hamilton said that the clerk turned to her and said, "You know they let homos in, right? We do not support homos around here. I can tell you that."
How the... A child, walks in for a donation.
With his dad. To get Boy his Scout.
Fucking Eagle Scouts
probably wearing
badge.
His uniform.
Yes.
And the to first, raise funds for a community service project.
And the whole time this kid's explaining to them what's going on, and this clerk is thinking, "You guys support homosexuality."
Yep.
You're going to be
they let homos in.
Cats.
They let homos in now, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, God, what is... You need Prozac. Stupid.
Needless to say, the Yelp reviews are not doing well, etc.
You know what? Shit like this will put you out of business, you idiot.
The manager, the Washington Post reached out to Nichols Hardware manager, identified as Glenn.
Right.
Initially said that's hearsay before vowing to look into it, but then said, "I won't put up with it. If it turns out to be true, he will be terminated."
Yeah. Glenn's like, "I don't want to lose my fucking business."
Already been pummeled on all of the
they deserve
social
it. I'm sorry
everything.
They fucking deserve it. I mean, you know.
Well, if they don't fire him immediately, yeah. I mean, I guess you can, you know, give him a pass on a shitty employee.
Yeah, that's true.
But
what an idiot, dude. This fucking cashier, you can't be like that. It's some kid.
Yeah. Oh, he's fired. There's an update now.
Good.
Don't
be homophobic somewhere else, dickhead.
The Nichols Hardware family regrets that this has even come to pass, they said in a Facebook post. The employee in question has been terminated. His views certainly do not reflect those of Nichols Hardware.
Yeah.
He told them, allegedly, as he was throwing them out, "Your organization is not the Boy Scouts anymore. We will not support you. You need to leave."
Oh, my God.
And that's when, after they left, he turned to this woman who said, "You know, they let homos in, right?"
Oh, my God. You think some of these racists, these homophobes, it's weird because they think they expect other people to share their views. Isn't that crazy?
Well, apparently this employee had been a problem. The store manager, Glenn, who would only identify himself as Glenn.
Right.
Said it wasn't the first time the employee had angered customers with his politically charged comments. It's not the first time, okay? He made political remarks to other people that didn't sit too well with them. Months ago, he said, he had told the employee to stop talking to customers like that.
Yeah.
He thought the problem had been resolved until the incident on Friday. He said the employee is set in his ways. Mm. Fuck that.
Yeah.
He's set in his ways. That means he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
He said he would like to apologize in person to the boy and his father. Doesn't know their names or phone numbers. He said it's uncalled for. My great grandson is trying to be an Eagle Scout also. Great grandson. Damn,
Lord.
Glenn.
He must be up there then. I mean, you're 19 years old to be an Eagle Scout? 20 or
Virginia?
Oh, I'm okay.
My great 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 grandson.
He'll have babies when they're seven.
On Saturday, a user claiming to be the boy's father wrote a review of the hardware store on Yelp.
Yes.
"Thrown out," he said. "Can't believe it. I've shopped here since 1985. Went in with my son to get help with his Eagle Scout project."
Yeah.
The employee started a rant about the Scouts being destroyed, allowing girls and homosexuals to join.
I mean, it's so bizarre, dude. If you love the Boy Scouts so much and that and your weird, I don't know what it is, your homophobia, your bigotry makes you hate them because they allow gay people to be Scouts, then you want to take that anger out on a Scout. That is fucked up.
It says people are demanding a boycott. We don't support a boycott.
You don't need a boycott. Was, yeah, they fired the guy. He's apologizing.
Right.
Fire this idiot.
The boycott comes if he doesn't fire the
Absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely.
Or if they stick by him and say, we agree with him. Yeah. We don't want no homos in her.
Fuck you.
So there you go. I wonder what other stuff the guy was saying.
Oh my God.
Maybe somebody had a yes she can shirt or something whatever. Yeah, they're all upset.
I think a lock her up shirt would get you beat up in certain places. In Florida for sure.
Lock her up.
Lock her up. No. That would someone would buy you
free
a drink.
Drinks, yeah.
I mean, ready for her, whatever. I'm with her,
yeah.
Ready for Hillary. Oh my God. Get the fuck out of here.
Or an Obama.
Obama, not so much.
A non-ironic Obama shirt.
The libs out here don't like Hillary, which is, you know, whatever. Stupid.
Yeah, we talked about that before. They don't.
It's fucking stupid.
They Bernie bro'd. It's yeah. They bought it.
Worst. You idiots.
And hopefully, you know, it's not going to come down to that again in the next time. Hopefully we'll all be able to agree on someone and it won't be the progressive wing then saying, fuck you, we're not voting for him, and we end up with four more years of Trump.
Yeah.
The NRA is America?
Fuck you! Eat my dick!
This is possibly one of the stupider things I've read.
Fuck you.
44-year-old Robin Garlock of Warren, Ohio.
Hey, man!
Hid his gun from his children
God.
In the broiler of the oven.
But what were you thinking?
Well,
what were you thinking?
He also failed to inform his girlfriend of his plot to make the place safer.
Yes.
By hiding his weapon from his kids.
That seems like a euphemism. I'm gonna slip my weapon in your broiler.
So she turned on the oven.
Yes.
She heard a bang.
Uh-oh.
She thought there was gunfire coming from the outside, shooting in. She called for him. He yelled at her to get down. The heat caused the bullets to explode as he was trying to get the gun out of the oven, and he suffered burns.
Ah, you idiot.
And was hit by bullet fragments.
You stupid fucknut.
Serious injuries. He's doing okay.
You still got that brain.
Warren County Police Detective Wayne Mackey said, you know, it's a weird one. In 30 years, I've not had anybody shot by an appliance.
Shut up. Listen, this is the dumbest shit ever.
And he had a message for gun owners, which I don't think is... We should not... Again, here's another one that we shouldn't have to worry about. Just like the hot coffee thing. I'm one of those that thinks that was a ridiculous lawsuit. The woman who
against
spilled
McDonald's
hot coffee in her lap,
yeah,
and sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot.
I love it. I hate McDonald's. I mean, they're fucking evil.
Their coffee's good though.
Yeah, but it comes out of. I hate their sip lids. It dribbles everywhere. You don't love that lawsuit. Somebody got McDonald's, man. That's great.
But for
I know
what they ordered.
Yeah, it's really
it's hot. It's hot coffee.
It burned her labia.
Well, don't pour hot coffee on your labes.
Well, she spilt it, and it was
don't
too hot.
Spill hot coffee on your labes.
The coffee's so hot, though. I mean, I worked in a coffee shop, and our coffee—you can't have your coffee that hot. It is dangerous.
Whatever.
I listen.
Don't store fuck your McDonald's. Guns anywhere that's hot. The detective says, "Don't put your gun in an appliance. They make things for that, and an oven is not one of them."
Where are my guns? Ovens kill people. You gonna ban all ovens?
Second Amendment. Tell that man he can't have his gun.
Well, no, wait. Now, hold on a second. This guy shouldn't have a gun.
I would think that his permits should be revoked. I think he has demonstrated that he is not a responsible gun owner.
He put a gun in the
oven. Well, he ain't gonna do that again.
What? Hey, dickhead, what else would you store in the broiler? Do you think... this is what this guy thinks. It's not a broiler. It's a drawer. That's what
probably he didn't realize. He probably thought it was some kind of storage or something like. Yeah, he's hiding the gun from the kids.
But the broiler's low. That's a shitty place to put a gun. Everybody's so fucking dumb.
You're attributing an awful lot of thought and logic.
God, I'm going to put it in a broiler.
We're going to be back tomorrow to do this, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to us and downloading us and sharing us and all that stuff.
Yes.
And buying shit through our Amazon portal. We love you long time, those that do, and thanks to those that will.
Right.
Go to find out where Ryan's doing some comedy. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Instagram or on the Twitter. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Viva la resistance, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.